It is said that writing journalism is writing the first draft of history. By the time the history teachers lead their students through the events that we report on, those events are typically better researched and better understood. But social studies textbooks usually take their young readers as close to the present day as possible, and the attacks of September 11th found some publishers going to print with concluding chapters that would likely seem very incomplete to teachers and students over the next several years. Chris Johnson is social studies editor for McDougall Littell, which is a division of Houghton Mifflin. Mr. Johnson, how many social studies textbooks of yours had to get a quick update since September 11th?
We had four books that had to be updated. We publish a high school U.S. history book and a world history for high school. We have an 8th grade U.S. history, and then we have a brand new textbook that we're publishing for middle schools.
One brand new one, and the other three books, new editions, were coming out for those books just at this time?
That's correct.
And what typically is the lifespan of a social studies textbook? How many years would it be in use?
These books will be used for anywhere from 5 to 10 years.
Well, how much could you write then about what happened on September 11th that you could be confident in would make sense to people in 2005?
Well, it was a real challenge. We had to delay the production process in order to figure out and make quick decisions about how we would address the events. And in each book, it really involved reformatting and in a couple cases adding some pages in order to provide a narrative of the events of September 11th as well as much of the immediate aftermath that we could talk about.
How, with so little information to work with the knowledge that there had been mass slaughter in New York and a couple of hundred people killed at the Pentagon as well,
mm-hmm.
How did you broach that subject to the middle school students, the younger students, as opposed to the high school students?
We focused more, I would say, on the rescue efforts in middle school than we certainly dealt with that in the high school, but I would say it was a little bit more focus of our coverage.
So the heroics of the New York firefighters, for
That's
example,
right.
might be a handle for a younger reader in school.
That's right.
Less grisly and brutal than the facts as presented to the high school students.
That's right. And I would say in both the high school textbooks, we had sections that already dealt with terrorism, and so that did provide a transition and allow us then to bring in the events of September 11th, and there's more emphasis really on providing kind of the political and historical context for terrorism.
Osama bin Laden, Afghanistan, do they figure in that narrative?
That is one of the most difficult choices we had to make. We had to really finish the books about 2 weeks after the events, and so we felt that it was a little bit preliminary to name Osama bin Laden. If we had had another month, I think we definitely would have named him and would have been able to talk about the bombing of Afghanistan. But the timing did not allow us to do that. We do have a website, for all of our social studies textbooks that will allow us to continue that part of the story.
Which raises a question of why we still have contemporary history, virtually current events, in bound textbooks as opposed to distributing addenda online and printing out supplements to it.
I know. That is one of the issues that we are facing with. You're going to find more and more books going online where they can be updated immediately, but there is just something about having that physical product in the hands of the students that remains the focus of the classroom, and that is where you really do want to keep the books as current as possible.
Mr. Johnson, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Johnson is Social Studies Director for McDougall Littell, which is a division of Houghton Mifflin. They publish middle school and high school textbooks. He spoke to us from Evanston, Illinois.